Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. Her preaching today is entitled The Odd Couple.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord. Even in the most peaceful groups of people, whether it's family or colleagues or your parish or a religious community, in any group of people, there will always be tensions now and again, here and there. We try, as Christians, to love everybody, but there are always going to be some people who irritate us, or people who hurt us, or just people who are so different from us that we don't know how to relate to them. And there are always going to be some people, and this is true even of parents, even of spouses, even of close friends, people will sometimes say the wrong thing, or they'll have opinions that we don't begin to share. That's human nature. So, what about the odd couple to end all odd couples, Peter and Paul? One of them, a fisherman, the other, a scholar. One of them, sometimes a bit slow on the uptake. The other, inclined to be short-tempered. But both of them great, great saints. Well, thank God, and you know I mean that quite literally, thank God for these two and their sometimes rocky relationship. Thank God, not all the saints are the same. Look at two women who had the same name in different national versions. Teresa of Avila, a dynamic personality, and little Thérèse of Lisieux, who couldn't have been more different from her Spanish namesake. But they are both great saints, and we can learn from them both. You know, not to recognise how blessed we are to have contrasting examples like these, not to recognise that would be... it would be a bit like denying that mathematics and poetry are both equally important, equally marvellous. They're just important and marvellous in different ways. Today's gospel puts Peter in the spotlight. This surely is his finest moment. You are the Messiah. "You are the Christ," he says. And Jesus responds by naming him the rock on which the church is built. Of course, Paul never met Jesus in person. He never sat at table with Jesus. He never listened to him preaching to the multitudes. But Paul had his moment too, when on the road to Damascus, Jesus called him by name. And as soon as he recovered from that literally blinding encounter, he began to preach in the synagogue, saying that Jesus is the Son of God. So we need them both. Peter, with his simplicity, even at times his obtuseness, because aren't we all sometimes simple, sometimes obtuse? And we need Paul, with his total commitment to something he had actively opposed, because don't we all sometimes need to be converted again and again and again and again? Oh, yes. We really need all our saints in their infinite variety. And that infinite variety is something to be thankful for. So thank you, Lord, for Peter and Paul.